8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's very kind of you to tune in today. Greatly appreciated. Vesper Concert Series. What a neat, eclectic gathering of music and musical artists. Chrissy Troy is here. She's the executive director of the Vesper Concerts. In case you don't know, they're held at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross at 15, 1714th Street. Chrissy, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Before we talk about what's coming up on the 13th, this is going to be kind of special because there's some workshops with this as
well.
Yes,
big collaboration.
Which is very neat. But can you kind of talk about the overall mission and the season as we've had so far to this point?
Mm-hmm. Well, so far we've had opera with Taylor Staton in August. In September, we had
right,
Camille.
And Hal France was working
and
with
Hal
Taylor
France
on that,
also,
right?
Yes. And he's well-loved in Omaha. We had another Omaha celebrity in September. We had Camille Metoyer-Moten do jazz out on our back lawn at the church, and well-attended. People loved it.
And the weather cooperated that
the
day
weather
as well.
Was perfect.
Yeah,
yes,
it was really kind of a neat idea because it was going to happen anyway. You cut it. If you had to move it inside,
right,
you move
exactly.
it inside. But ended up being a
outdoor
wonderful
was really
evening.
Special. Yeah. Yes. And so now, this Sunday, we have a big gospel concert. And it's a collaboration between Vesper Concerts and the choral department at UNO and Dr. Fox, who's the director there. And we're bringing in Dr. Raymond Wise from Indiana, who is a gospel music expert and who goes all over the country leading these types of workshops. also, we have a couple of high school choirs joining us at a big workshop on Saturday. Bellevue East High School is bringing their singers. Creighton Prep is bringing their singers. And we have some singers from my church choir at Presbyterian Church of the Cross and a couple people we've pulled in from the community. All in all, there'll be about 160 singers for the concert on Sunday afternoon. And I do need to make one clarification. This concert is not held at Presbyterian Church of the Cross.
Oh, where is it?
We're moving a little further west to Countryside Community
okay.
on the Tri-Faith Plaza, just a little bit bigger venue. We're
sure.
expecting maybe, you know, a lot of parents of the kids coming in, you know, just trying to draw in some more people.
Sure, I mean, with 160 singers, you got to leave room for the audience
exactly.
somewhere.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, that's magnificent. So how does this work exactly? I mean, have the choirs that are going to do the workshopping, have they been told of some music to work on pre this workshop?
Yes, the music was selected a couple of months ago. They've had the music since the beginning of the school year. And actually, both Dr. Fox and Dr. Wise will be going out into those schools on Friday, I believe, to do some work with them. Also, we have a very special guest soloist. Her name is Tiffany Williams, who's coming up from Mississippi to sing with them. So, and a band. We've got a piano, a guitar, a drums. I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderfully good time. Just a great celebration.
That's amazing. And how often do you have community outreach go hand in hand with the Vesper Concert
mm-hmm.
Series?
Well, we try and do more and more of it. I would say I'm thinking ahead to the rest of our season. And we have some sort of community outreach, for most of the rest of the concerts.
Okay. And is that, as you're putting together, as you and the board are putting together the season, is that a piece of the evaluation process as to whether an artist or a band or a group does that kind of thing?
Sure. That's a question we always ask, certainly logistically and time-wise and depending on what their schedule is. It's not always feasible, but we try and include it whenever we can.
Sure. Looking forward, first of all, if people are looking for tickets and those types of things, they can go to vesperconcerts.org.
Correct. Right? There are no tickets, and it's free.
Oh, okay. So you just show
you
up
come,
at the Tri-Faith.
Right. You come to Countryside Community Church. If you want to show up early, about 2:15, Dr. Wise is going to give a pre-concert talk. Then the party starts at 3:00.
Okay, very good. So where do you get your funding to bring these people in?
Most of our funding comes from private donors, people who come to the concerts. We always have an opportunity for giving at every concert. We get some money from grants, from foundations, so from a variety of different venues. Areas.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Do you ever do a fundraising event?
Once in a while we do, yes. Okay. Yes. It's always in the back of my mind.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, it's just amazing because the amount and the quality of people that you're able to bring in is
quite
pretty
amazing.
Extraordinary,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, that's neat. That's neat. She's Christy Troy. She's the director of the music ministry at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross, but she is also, more importantly, the executive director of Vesper Concerts. VesperConcerts.org would be the website to go to for all information. Christy, thanks a lot for stopping in.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to see you again. Morning Edition continues here on KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio, where the time now is 8:51.